Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circle Craft Studies and Nature Folk. Tonight's encore presentation is from Circle Craft Studies from 2013, where Selena led a Veterans Day ritual of remembrance, appreciation, and support for military pagans and their loved ones.
Welcome to Circle Craft Study with Selena Fox. Tonight, we celebrate Veterans Day with an American Pagan Veterans Day ceremony. I invite you to join in wherever you may be. And whether you're listening live or listening later, this is an opportunity for us to connect not only with each other, but to express remembrance, regard, and respect to those who have served and who are serving in the U.S. military. It is Veterans Day today. It's America's national holiday dedicated to remembering and honoring U.S. military veterans. Across our nation and around the world, veterans are being remembered and honored with ceremonies, tributes, parades, concerts, and other events. Let us begin our ceremony tonight by attuning to this large outpouring of remembrance and support for those who have served and those who are serving. Let us honor and give thanks to U.S. military veterans everywhere. Let us thank them for their service. And now let's focus our attention on remembering, on honoring, on supporting military pagans who have served and are serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. In every branch of service, across time and around the world, military pagans have served and are serving. We dedicate this ceremony to them and to their loved ones. Let us join together, whatever our path, whatever our tradition, whatever our spiritual philosophy. Let us join together and call to and honor the divine to be with us in this American Pagan Veterans Day ritual and in times to come. We call to you, divine. We call to you as Goddess. We call to you as God. We call to you as Great Mystery. We call to you, each in our own way, according to our own path. As we sound the sacred bell, we call to you, honor you, we attune to you, and invite you to be with us, be in us, to guide us in our right tonight. And let us join together and call to the spirit of the United States of America and the principles that are at its foundation. We honor our nation, we honor the spirit of our nation, the spirit of us as a people. And we call to be with us in our right and in the times to come. Lady Liberty, Libertas, Goddess of Freedom, Lady Justice, Columbia, Spirit of the Eagle, Spirit of the Oak, the land of the free, the home of the brave, we call to the USA. And let us now attune to the pagan warrior spirit, that which dwells within each of us, whether we have military service as part of this incarnation or not. We connect to the pagan warrior spirit within us, the pagan warrior spirit that watches over our people. And we call to the pagan warrior divinities across pagan peoples, across time, across cultures, across spiritual traditions. Goddesses and gods, virtues, strengths. We honor and connect with the pagan warrior spirit and pagan warrior divinities. Be in us, be with us, guide us in this rite tonight. Divine is one, divine is many. Divine within, divine around. We call to you, we honor you, we attune to you. Bless this pagan American Veterans Day circle. Bless all of us gathered here. Now, and at other times, attuning together to this rite. Watch over and bless military pagans who have served. Watch over and bless military pagans who are serving. Watch over and bless their families. Watch over and bless their friends. Watch over and bless all of us, their supporters. Watch over and bless their homes and communities. So mote it be. And we call now to the powers of the sacred elements of nature to bless those who have served and are serving. Powers of the sacred earth, we call to you and honor you. Bless and protect pagan warriors. Those who have served and those now serving in and on land. In and on land. In and on land. Powers of sacred air, we call to you and honor you. Bless and protect pagan warriors, those who have served and those now serving in and through air. In and through air. In and through air. Powers of sacred fire, we call to you and honor you. Bless and protect pagan warriors, those who have served and those now serving with and under fire. With and under fire. With and under fire. Powers of sacred water, we call to you and honor you. Bless and protect pagan warriors, those who have served and those now serving on, in, under, and by water. On, in, under, and by water. On, in, under, and by water. Powers of the sacred spirit, we call to you and honor you. Bless and protect pagan warriors. Those who have served and those now serving, wherever they are and may be, wherever they are and may be, wherever they are and may be. Sacred elemental powers, we call to you and honor you. Bless and protect the families, the friends, the supporters, the homes, and communities of pagan warriors, those who have served and those now serving. So mote it be. We honor pagan veterans. We honor pagan veterans of the present who are living. We honor pagan veterans who are in the other world. And we honor pagan veterans yet to come. Honor pagan veterans who have served in the five branches of the U.S. Armed Forces. We honor pagan veterans who have served in the U.S. Army. We honor pagan veterans who have served in the U.S. Navy. We honor pagan veterans who have served in the U.S. Marine Corps. We honor pagan veterans who have served in the U.S. Coast Guard. We honor pagan veterans who have served in the U.S. Air Force. We thank you for your service. We thank you for your service. We thank you for your service. And let us reflect in the next few moments of quiet on pagan veterans we know that are alive today that have completed their military service. Us, remember them. Let us honor them. Let us thank them. We remember you. We honor you. We thank you for your service. We remember you. We honor you. We thank you for your service. We remember you. We honor you. We thank you for your service. We send healing to pagan veterans who are in VA hospitals. We send healing to VA veterans in other facilities, in nursing homes, in home settings, who are receiving care through the VA, through other means. We honor pagan wounded warriors. We send healing. We send support. We send vitality. We send comfort. We send hope. We send healing and well-being to pagan wounded veterans, wherever they may be. And we send support to their loved ones and to other caregivers. Be well. Be well. Be well. And we also celebrate and remember pagans who are presently serving. We call their faces, we call their names, we call their memories in our minds. Pagans serving at military installations across the USA and around the world, on ships, on posts, on bases. We remember, we honor, and we thank pagans who are serving in the U.S. military. And we remember and appreciate distinctive faith group leaders of pagan open circles at military installations in this country and in other places where we have a military presence around the world. We remember you, we honor you, we thank you for your service. And we remember and honor and appreciate those who are helping with military ministries. We honor Circle Sanctuary military ministers, ministers in training, and others in the Circle Sanctuary community who are supporting veterans, troops, and their loved ones and supporters. We give thanks to you for your service to those who are serving and those who have served. And now on this Veterans Day, we also call to mind pagans who have served and who have been killed in action, who have died while serving their country. We remember their names, we honor their service and sacrifice. We remember Sergeant Patrick Stewart of Nevada, 1st Wiccan soldier killed and Operation Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan. We remember Specialist James W. Price of Tennessee. We remember Private First Class Stephen, also known as Stevie, P. Snowberger III of Pennsylvania and North Carolina. We remember Sergeant Jason Allen Schumann of Minnesota. We remember Specialist Charles Thomas Heinlein Jr. of Michigan. And we remember Private First Class Justin R. P. McDaniel of New Hampshire. And we remember Sergeant Michael Bramer of North Carolina. And we honor all the other pagan military people who have died in service. And let us call to mind pagan veterans who have died, not in battle, not while in service, but have completed their service, continued their life journey, and then crossed into the other world. Call to mind those you seek to remember on this Veterans Day. And we speak the names tonight of pagan veterans connected with the Circle Sanctuary community who have memorial markers in our cemetery or will. And these include Captain Dennis Wayne Presser of Wisconsin, Private First Class Jerome Birnbaum of Utah and New York, A. Douglas Wilkie of Kentucky, Ronald Lee Naines Sr. of Indiana, Sergeant Jeff Coslow of Ohio, Joel Gaynor of Wisconsin, Eric Erickson of Wisconsin, Bruce Kirk Parsons of Wisconsin, Alan Ray Patz of South Carolina and Michigan, Neil Donahue of Wisconsin. We honor them. We remember them. We thank them for their service and being part of our community. And we also honor those other pagan veterans who are now in the other world. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. We remember and give thanks and honor to pagan warriors from the past, the pagan warriors in the underworld, in the other world, the summerland, the land of eternal youth. We honor the pagan warrior dead. We honor the pagan warrior dead. We honor the pagan warrior dead. And now we attune to pagan warriors yet to come. On this Veterans Day, we give thanks and support to those who are studying in military academies, to those who have decided to enlist, to those who are in basic training. We give thanks to the warriors in the making. We support you. We honor you. May you carry out your duties in good ways. May you grow in your service. May you grow, spirit. May you be supported by the divine, by community, by the nation you serve. So mote it be. And in our final part of our American Pagan Veterans Day circle, let us turn our attention to equal rights for pagan veterans and troops and their families in America and around the world. Let us turn our attention and focus the intention that the quest to have a pagan military chaplain meet with success. The quest for a pagan military chaplain meet with success. The quest to have a pagan military chaplain meet with success. Meet with success soon. Support to those who are working on this quest, who have been working on this quest. For those who have the vision, for those who have the motivation, for those who seek to manifest this quest, let us join together and envision this happening. Happening soon. In its own time, in a way that is right, for pagans, for the U.S. Armed Forces, for our country, for the world, let this quest for a pagan military chaplain meet with success. Let the way be open for there to be multiple pagan military chaplains. Circle Sanctuary began this quest in 1995, as we started training a candidate for military chaplaincy who was studying ministry through us. And then in 1998, we became the first pagan church to put forth a candidate for U.S. military chaplain and to apply for Department of Defense ecclesiastical endorsing organization status. That quest continues. Others, too, have been joining the quest. May this quest meet with success. May this quest meet with success. May this quest meet with success. May the right candidates be put forth for pagan military chaplain. May they be selected. May they perform their jobs well. May they open the gateway for more to be able to serve as chaplains in the U.S. military. So mote it be. And on this Veterans Day, we celebrate pagans from many forms of paganism. We celebrate Wiccans and witches. We celebrate pagans that connect with many paths as part of their path. We celebrate Unitarian Universalist pagans. We celebrate Druids. We celebrate heathens. We celebrate those keeping alive Hermetic and Egyptian mysteries. We celebrate Reconstructionists of Greek and Roman, Egyptian, Middle Eastern religions, Baltic Reconstructionists. We celebrate those who are creating new forms of paganism. We celebrate Christo-pagans. We celebrate pagans of many paths who are serving and who have served in the U.S. military. We give thanks for pagan unity. We give thanks for pagan diversity. And we send blessings to all serving, to all who have served, to all who are yet to serve. Be blessed. Well wishes on this Veterans Day. We give thanks to the sacred forms that we have called to be with us. The divine is one, the divine is goddess, the divine is God, the divine as mystery. We give thanks to the elemental forces of earth and air and fire and water and spirit. We give thanks to the spirit of our country, to Lady Liberty, Lady Justice, Columbia, the spirit of the eagle, the land that is our home. We give thanks to the pagan warrior spirit and pagan warrior divinities. We give thanks to pagans in the military who have served and are serving, to all their loved ones. We give thanks to all of you who have joined us live and that will be joining us later. We give thanks to the sacred circle of which we are all part. And though it's time for this circle to be open, it is never broken. Merry meet and merry part and merry meet again. Courage be upon us. Courage be within us. Courage be around us. Courage to grow. Courage to help. Courage to serve. Courage to connect. Courage. So mote it be. And now in this final part of our Veterans Day time, I invite those of you who are joining us in the chat room to post feedback about our time together. I send well wishes to all of you, and I also invite in the conversation David Ewing, a pagan veteran, a Circle Sanctuary minister who does military ministries. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Jeanette is here as well.
Oh, and hi, Jeanette. Also a Circle Sanctuary minister and someone who has served. So,
right.
Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day.
And what does Veterans Day mean to each of you?
You know, this is in the fall. It's after Samhain. It's always an introspective time of the year, I think, for both of us. And just a time for us to give thanks for those who have served and who are currently serving. You know, one of the things that we are always thinking about this time of the year is, Operation Circle Care and people who are stationed overseas, especially those who are stationed alone, who don't have a circle of people that they can connect with.
Right.
And for those people who don't have the means or just the opportunity to connect with others of, of their past that, are at home still. And, it becomes an important thing to really send something, especially at the holidays, to let them know,
Yeah, and I would invite all who are listening now and they'll be listening later to send contact names, postal addresses, and if you can, an email address to David and Jeanette, OCC at circlesanctuary.org. And that's because Operation Circle Care is in full swing, and we are looking to get names, contact information for those who presently are serving. And Veterans Day is a great time to put that call out. And I'm so thankful for both of you and others that help you in doing the Operation Circle Care and getting together Yuletide care packages for pagans who are deployed overseas.
Yeah, it's something that we've been doing for the past 5 years.
Right.
This is the fifth year that we have been doing Operation Circle Care, although it's been around a little bit longer, as something that Circle Sanctuary does. We have increased the the number of people who help us, certainly.
The donations and helping us put the packages together. Right. But it's one of the challenges we have, and it's sort of a mixed blessing, is that we've had fewer people to send packages to the past couple of years as we've been drawing down in Iraq and Afghanistan over the years, and the military itself has been shrinking a bit. You know, we've just had fewer people to send to, so we really do, want to make sure we reinforce the call for people to send packages to.
Right, and this is anywhere overseas, so it doesn't matter what branch of service you are. If you know someone or if you yourself are serving anywhere overseas, and that includes ships that are deployed anywhere overseas, feel free to send us the contact information at occ@circlesanctuary.org.
Right. And, you know, this is a day that is sort of a mixed thing for us to deal with, you know, as people who have served. You know, we put a lot of time and energy into supporting and you know, those who have served. And it's kind of weird when people thank us, you know, thank you for your service. You know, it's awkward for many veterans to receive that thanks. You know, I know it's heartfelt and it really is, it's meant, you know, but it can be kind of an awkward time for folks. So that's something to just be aware of. If you do say thank you to somebody and you don't really get the heartfelt you're welcome from them that you might think you'd get, you know, it's something that's sort of awkward for folks, because many people who serve don't do it for the thanks. They do it because it's something to be done and it's something that needs to be done. So it is kind of odd to deal with sometimes. Yeah,
well, and I'm thankful that increasingly there is information about what it is like to serve, to be deployed away from home, away from loved ones. That in itself is a kind of sacrifice, and it is so needed. Yes, there's a half of 1% of the population of our country is in the military and standing up for the freedoms that we all enjoy. And I do think Veterans Day is a wonderful opportunity to have some education and some appreciation happen. But it's something that we really should be thinking about year-round rather than just on this one day. I'd like to draw attention to the Circle Military Ministries page at our website. If you go to www.circlesanctuary.org and you go to the navigation bar, you'll see something saying Our Work. Pull it down and go to Circle Military Ministries. We sponsor pagan military circles at U.S. military installations across the U.S. and around the world. On Facebook, we have the Pagan Military Association. I've posted some photos, and another Circle Sanctuary military minister, Dave Sassman's, put some photos up recently. That page is a place where those who've served and are serving and their loved ones and supporters can exchange information and network. We have Order of the Pentacle. That's a pagan veterans association for pagans who have the pentacle as a symbol of their spirituality. And David Ewing, who is on this show tonight, is the steward of the Order of the Pentacle. And if you're interested in joining and haven't done so, there is a form online where you can sign up. And there is a Facebook group for that if you're interested, ask about joining that. For troop support, in addition to Operation Circle Care that David and Jeanette coordinate, we have a support altar at the Circle Sanctuary Temple, which is at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve near Barneveld, Wisconsin, USA. And we make available military pagan prayer cards. They're laminated so they can actually be carried by those who are deployed in different places. And we put those together a number of years ago as right after 9/11, when the war on terror really started taking form and increasing numbers of people were being sent to Afghanistan and then later Iraq and now in other places around the world. We do ceremonies. We do ceremonies face-to-face and online, Veterans Day, Armed Forces Day. And last year we were part of Wreaths Across America. At Yuletide, we do warrior blessing rituals. David and Jeanette have done these, and other Circle Sanctuary ministers. Dave Sassman helps coordinate the one at the Pagan Spirit Gathering that happens every year. At Circle Sanctuary Land near Barneveld, Wisconsin, we have a National Pagan Cemetery, and there we have a place called Veterans Ridge. We have markers issued by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs with pinnacles on them for pagans who have served in a variety of branches of the U.S. military. And those names that I called out have their names on markers at our cemetery. We do a lot of religious freedom work and a whole variety of other things to support those who have served and those who are serving. So I invite you to take a look at the Circle Military Ministries page to give us feedback and help us in our mission to help those who are veterans and those who are troops. Well, both of you served in the military. I know we only have a few moments left. Can you tell us what branch of the military you served and when did you serve?
Okay, so I served from 1985 to 1998 in the Navy. So I did 13 years in the Navy as a data processing technician. I did computer stuff, served on three ships, a couple of different duty stations, including the Pentagon, and instructor duty in San Diego and Great Lakes, Illinois. We met when Jeanette was serving in the Navy at well, she was stationed at the Navy Yard, Washington Navy Yard, and we both happened to be staying in a barracks buildings at Fort Myer, Virginia, at the Army base next door to Arlington National Cemetery. So you served, what were your years?
I served in the Navy in 1988 and 89.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm originally from Northern Virginia, and while I did not serve in the military as a member of the military, I was involved in civilian support services for a short time at the Pentagon. I worked for the Office of Chief of Staff of the Army at the Pentagon and got the nickname of Roadrunner because back in a day before email was widespread, this tells you how long ago, it was in the 60s after all, I had the chance to type up information using carbon paper and electric typewriters and then run said commies around the halls of the Pentagon. So it, before email, there was running around places and delivering copies, and email has made it much easier these days. We have others in our military ministries team. We have Reverend Dave Sassman from Indiana, Don Walker from Georgia, and Tristan from Maryland. And I want to thank all of our military ministers for their service and thank all of you for your support.
He is a young African American male. By the time he hits draft age, he might be dead or live in jail. And he found his life of crime when they said no child left behind. He's an American too. She is 90 with dementia all alone. Well, her family couldn't take it, so they put her in that home. And now she withers down to bones. At night she gently moans. She's an American too. She is a young Hmong refugee, she's four with child. If her daddy finds out, he will go insanely wild. They say they understand her plight, call themselves the Christian right. She's an American too. And all they want is what
Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSN podcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.